absolute gash. I can agree with you, it's horrible.
So what do you mean by you don't know who he is?
Well, what has he done?
He's fucking...
He was an 80s child star.
Do you know the Goonies?
Yes.
You know Mouth?
Ish.
Ish. Did you ever see Stand By Me?
Yeah.
The kid who got his ear burnt in the hot play.
Okay, I didn't see all of Stand By Me.
Right.
Just check a picture.
He's given the glasses he smokes.
Ah, him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's he was also...
What's that film he was in with Tom Hanks? The Burb.
Yeah, The Burbs.
Amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing. He's also in Gremlins.
Yeah, he played the little kid that was friends with the kid that got, you know,
Gizmo.
The Mogwai and stuff.
The Mogwai? Gizmo.
Sorry.
God, he's not just a Mogwai.
He's so important.
He is. He's a good one.
Fair enough. So, yeah, why is he doing music? He's clearly not good at it.
Oh, he's such an idiot. Why is he doing this?
His acting career hasn't really been the same since 1990.
He does like 5 videos about in the studio discussing, and he does see it's Ascension Millennium at Playboy Mansion Part 2.
Right.
So it's filmed in the Playboy Mansion.
I mean, there's a lot of people going to be like, "Oh, you're just jealous of Corey Feldman, blah blah blah." But I mean, we're not.
I don't want to be him at all.
No, I mean, it's like
I used to love Corey Feldman. In the last 15 years, something's just happened to him. He's gone mental.
No, it's like most child stars, isn't it? Don't have, like, just shove them all in one thing saying child stars, blah blah blah.
No, there's a lot of that don't do this shit though. Mm.
Yeah.
So we're not hating for the sake. We're just what's happened to you, Corey Feldman?
I like that you want an answer from him.
Macaulay Culkin or something.
Oh, Macaulay Culkin's starting to peak again.
Yeah,
in recent years. Someone said that
I should have just embalmed.
Someone said that there was actually a meme thing where it was
he's
Ryan Gosling plus Steve Buscemi is Macaulay Culkin.
He totally looks like that.
Have you seen the face swapping YouTube channel?
No.
They did it's Steve Buscemi with I think it's like Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they keep like the eyes of one of them and the hair, and then they basically just shove on the mouth.
Right.
Yeah.
And it works perfectly. There's actually a really good one of Natalie Portman and Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
And just Natalie Portman's small head with Will Ferrell's huge jaw on it, and it's really like weird and twisted. It's awesome.
I like Steve Buscemi. He's cool.
I still haven't watched that show he's in, Broadway.
Yeah, no.
Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Broadway.
Broadway. Broadway.
Pretty sure that's not how the song goes, but.
No.
Yeah, it's Randall.
Mr. Pink.
Still haven't seen Reservoir Dogs.
You still haven't seen Reservoir Dogs.
Please don't say anything.
Kill him. What do you mean, saying?
Well, it's a spoiler. It's a twist.
There's not really any.
There is a big twist, I guess.
It's not really a twist.
It's a twist.
There's not a twist.
There is.
It's not a twist.
It's a spoiler, you think. I know.
It's not a twist.
It totally is.
It's not a twist.
It's not like the village twist. It's not like that kind of twist. But it's still. It completely changes the situation.
The situation changes, but you know from the start what's going on.
Do you?
Yes, you do.
I like The Usual Suspects. That's a good film.
That's great.
I love that.
Wasn't that done by Bryan Singer?
I don't know. Who did
it was.
Yeah.
It's got Kevin Spacey. He's amazing. Mm.
That's a really good film.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the ones I just went. Eh,
it's on Netflix, so you should check it out. You'd love it.
It's got Edwin the Baldwin's in it, doesn't it?
It's got Stephen Baldwin in it, but if you ignore that fact, it's actually a fantastic film. It's also got Gabriel Byrne in it.
Who's that?
He's been in a lot of shit. He's in Cool World. He's the guy that, the animator guy.
Guys know a lot of actors.
Okay.
Directors and stuff. I don't bother myself with this shit. I'm always going, who's that? When you say
shit.
You drink all the time.
Yeah,
when it comes to writers, I don't know writers, but I know directors and actors.
I know a few writers.
But I don't tend to care about the writers unless it's like proper stuff.
They're not going to like that. You're a fucking writer's strike. years ago.
Yeah. I think no. Nowadays, writers are starting to become more relevant in casting.
But the thing is, there's a lot of TV programs that just have like 16 writers on it.
Yeah.
And then they had a big strike. It's like, oh, we're not getting this enough. It's like, let's get rid of half of you.
Yeah.
Then you'll get more money and more attention.
Well, yeah.
Because they don't get the royalties, DVDs and stuff.
Well, I think one of the best writers and like actual stars is when it was John Lovitz when he was talking about Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in America, like John Lovitz, I don't think it's the same now, but before they wrote all their jokes.
Yeah.
They had writers on the team as well.
Conan O'Brien used to write for The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Conan.
But with the Saturday Night Live guys, they actually they had to write all the jokes pretty much, and they actually had to act it as well.
Yeah.
And they got they didn't get much recognition either.
Mm.
So, and they were the stars as well of it, so.
Well, it works out if they do that, huh?
Yeah.
What else?
Bryan Singer actually hasn't done that much.
Yeah.
He did the Mockingbird Lane, though.
He did that.
Yeah.
He did that remake.
Yeah, he directed and produced it. I've not watched it, so apparently it was really good.
I don't want to watch it.
Eddie Izzard was a part of it as well.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it.
I'm not making you watch it, calm down. It's like I'm forcing you.
Get out of my face.
But he did write The Football Wives. What the hell is that?
Wives.
They were good because there was the Footballer's Wives in Britain, and then they tried to do it in America, and it's exactly... you know, American football. So they just kept the name and just changed the sport completely.
Yeah.
So soccer wives wouldn't have worked, I don't think.
No.
So you get soccer moms, I guess.
Soccer moms.
Mom.
So strange.
He also did that Jack the Giant Slayer. Did anyone see that?
No, I didn't see that. I saw the poster and went, ha, no.
I watched it.
Was it good? I was thinking that.
It wasn't amazing. Nicholas Holt was fine, but there's actually one point where all the giants come back down to like land, so they kind of jump down the beanstalk basically and get down to Earth. Well, they are on Earth. Yeah.
It's like a massive army and stuff, isn't there?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, they're chasing the humans, and the humans are on horses, and the giants are you constantly see a sky view.
Yeah,
and the horses are running, no problem, and then the giants are racing after them, but not keeping up.
Yeah.
And it's like there's moments where they seem to get close enough, and then they're like a mile behind them.
Okay.
So it's really weird.
So they've sort of messed up the whole.
Take them off.
No, sunglasses.
I can't see your eyes, and I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah. I can see them, but I don't like it.
We haven't talked about Black Dynamite on this. And how amazing Black Dynamite is.
I know, but there's nothing new about it.
No, there's nothing new.
There was the cartoon series. Is that actually done much?
I don't know, it was on Adult Swim, wasn't it?
They also had a graphic novel sequel called Slave Island.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus. Wasn't Michael J. White actually going to be doing something with Marvel?
He was Spawn.
Yeah, I know that, but...
Spawn.
Yeah, apparently they're planning to do a sequel.
To Spawn?
No,
Black Dynamite, for God's sake. The thing you wished to talk about for 2 seconds ago. Yeah.
No, I'm done with it now.
The TV show is over.
Yeah.
No, ran for 10 episodes and it's now gone.
Yeah.
I might download it.
It's pretty good.
You watched all?
No, I haven't watched all of it. I watched a couple of episodes. It's just that sort of thing when you're watching a TV series online, you don't feel compelled to watch it as much as, say, you've got like a physical copy or if it's on your computer. Because you have to go online and find some stuff, blah, 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 blah. I don't feel like I really have to watch it unless, say, I've got, like, a DVD and I watch all the episodes at once or something like that. I prefer having DVDs and CDs and stuff.
Oh, God, I've got Ascension Millennium stuck in my head.
Ascension Millennium. Thinking of Death Clock.
Ascension.
So happy I found my iPod the other day.
Yeah.
Where was it?
It was in the police station.
Sorry, what? You mean the big one that we were using the other day?
What?
Your iPod?
Yeah, my iPod. Yeah, I went out on Sunday and I lost it.
Don't take it with you.
Could you go out with?
It was a friend's birthday, and they ended up being too drunk to.
Did you lose your jacket then?
This is when I lost my jacket, yeah.
Have you lost it?
It's gone. I don't know where
it is. Awesome.
Thank you.
That coaster is gone.
Oh, yeah. Your bloody Halo coaster.
You know, it's a. Supposed to be an iron-on patch.
If it's an iron-on patch, why did I not iron-on?
Because it's awful.
No, because it's a coaster.
No, it's not a coaster.
It
why would they
coaster.
Have... No, it's a patch.
Hey John, go Google it. Google the Halo.
No, it was a patch.
Halo Wars,
it's
special
totally
edition.
Not. It was like a gavel coaster.
Bunch of stuff in it. One of them being a patch, and I put it on my jacket, and I thought it was ace. And then you sods kept tearing it off, going, ugh.
It's funny.
Yeah, you
I don't want to leave a ring on the table.
In that bar last night, the guy's constantly giving me napkins.
Which ones? What guy?
And tonic.
What guy?
The guy.
What guy?
The waiters. Waitress.
Right. You mean barman?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Those fuds. The guy that got my drink wrong twice.
Mm.
But he got really angry because he opened the bottle.
He did?
Yeah.
And you said no.
Well, he basically handed me the ball, and I was like, that's not the one I wanted.
Yeah.
And he was like...
You said strawberry kiwi,
no,
I said no.
I was like, I don't want that. And he was like, I was like, I said... Because he was going through the flavours.
Because
he went, like, pear, strawberry kiwi, and then mango, and I went, that one.
So he probably thought it was the strawberry.
Yeah, but he went for the middle one. It wasn't, like, the end.
He should have just said mango, instead of that one.
But he was... He's not smart enough to even listen to that bit, so...
Well, he was a bit more concerned with other stuff, clearly. Thinking about his hair.
Hair?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Speaking of hair, when are we cutting yours?
Yeah, you're not cutting my hair off.
Oh, you cried about it last night, practically.
Oh,
no,
you
did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never cut the hair!
Awesome.
Night Peach.
Night Peach.
Demon Monkey.
Yeah.
Awful. I might want another bacon sandwich. You guys want bacon scrambled eggs?
No, not from you.
No, we're good. Not from you.
It's hard. Well, I just never offered to make you something to eat ever again.
I'm pretty sure you don't make good food.
I make good food. I make good scrambled eggs.
Yeah,
sure.
But you don't do it hygienically.
Do I not?
No.
Because you don't
wash
your
hands.
Ever.
He's just been popping spots like non-stop at the table.
Picking the nose.
Picking his nose.
I haven't scratched my testicles yet.
What bear?
What? Bear? What bear?
Me.
Oh yeah. Just a bear. A bear.
Scratch his testicles.
Testicles. That's right. Fucking Weeble stuff. I haven't been on that site in forever.
I'm not on it.
No, I know. I'm just... Sorry, I just remembered Insanity Prawn Boy from On the Moon. The Toast King on the Moon. Stuff just gets lame after a while. I did go back on it a wee while ago, a couple of weeks, and went, yeah, I'm not really 15 anymore. This isn't funny.
I just thought of maybe a hypothetical question, but I don't know how to drag this out. It's like, imagine you, like, with your own consciousness, like, your own thought pattern, your own, like, that you have now.
Right.
I imagine you suddenly, you ended up as a cow. You're a cow, you're in the body of a cow.
Trapped in the body of a cow.
Yeah. And you've got, but you've still got your mind.
Yeah.
But clearly you don't have the function of You don't have the function, like,
do
the
I know
physical how function is to stand up straight and that.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Do
and
I know how to move as a cow?
You can move, yeah, you can move. You can move and shit.
Right.
But your mind, that's all you've got to help you through, and you're stuck in a, I think you know exactly where you are. You're in an abattoir.
This is taking forever to get to what the question is.
Yeah, no.
This is the question,
this
so
is the question.
How would you deal with being a cow?
How are you going to deal with being a cow?
Oh,
yeah,
man, trying to communicate.
Your mind. Just going, move.
So okay. You suddenly find, you as a person,
yeah.
You suddenly find yourself in a cow.
You're a cow.
But, sorry, not in a cow,
not
you
a
are
cow.
A cow.
You're not trapped, help me!
But it's the Ace Ventura coming out of the arsehole. I don't know.
What can you do? Kick the next cow behind you?
Well, if I'm in an abattoir, that's kind of...
You're fucked.
Yeah.
You're on the conveyor belt to death.
No, there's probably things you do. You've got your mind.
Right.
So
okay, I grow a thumb.
Obviously, you can't... You can't...
Of the death.
Here's your two disadvantages are you can't stand up straight for long periods of time, and you can't speak English. You can think English, you can understand English.
Yeah.
I'll drop dead.
I'll play dead.
Yeah. Because they're not going to kill you. Well, they're not going to, like, they're not going to...
Do strange cow things. Like,
start writing. You could start writing.
How are you going to write?
You move your hoofs through the dirt.
Yeah, through the dirt.
Help. Or something.
I'm the most intelligent cow you'll ever meet. We can be partners. I don't know, something like that.
I'll make you a lot of money.
Yeah. I can do sums, like 2 plus 2 kind of thing.
You've got your mind and you go 2 plus 2.
No, it's gone. Shit.
I don't know 2 plus 2.
No, but a cow that can do 1 plus 1 is fucking awesome. A cow that can do 2 plus 2 is even better.
Business.
Money making scheme now.
Don't ask me to do long division now, I can't do that. Trying to work it out. Oh shit, hang on.
What's it they call it? Like, is it like trigonometry in America? It's called something else, calculus or something like that.
No, they're different things.
Are they?
Yeah.
What's calculus?
Calculus is using... I don't even know what it is.
You don't even know.
Yeah. I actually got that.
Trigonometry is triangles and shapes and triangulating stuff.
I got another one. It's, what would you do with your own mind if you were a baby again?
I basically write stuff again.
Just sort of... You wouldn't. You're a baby. Say like
I'd be doing
two
cool stuff.
You can.
I would totally go into the girls' bathroom. You know, like when you're, because you're a kid and you get changed by your mum. You would go into the girls' toilets.
Yeah.
And they would change you on that thing you pull down.
Yeah.
That you put a baby on. You could just totally walk about. Like go in the swimming room.
We're two. Yeah, we can start walking at that point, can't we?
Yeah.
And these dogs as transport.
Yeah. Find a good dog. Get on your way. Don't use my dog, it's blind and violent.
Yeah.
And deaf. So.
Yeah, and a bit small.
Oh, I'm a 32-year-old.
Yeah. Fat, though.
A little saddle. Dog saddle.
Yeah, you could build stuff.
You can make stuff. Yeah, no, you'd be a cool baby person.
Yeah.
You'd just be like a person, but in the baby body.
Yeah.
So you could talk, I'm sure you could talk.
It's quite tough, but you're probably still struggling to say words, but you've got your own mind.
Yeah.
So you could probably go...
The whole thing about talking is that it's a mental process. It's the mind developing at that point.
Yeah.
So
you
as long as you have to warm up your vocal cords.
Well,
yeah.
You can use their vocal cords.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, they can use it, but they just wouldn't know. I think they would learn to teach. Like, your vocal cords can't do what other people do.
Well, it's like
you can imagine, though, people in Africa, they can do stuff with their vocal cords that you can.
Yeah, well,
that's what I mean.
That's not the thing about babies, though. I mean, it's like learning a language. But at that point, they're trying to learn English.
Yeah, but what I mean...
Or if they were in English, maybe.
Well, you still need to warm up, I guess.
Okay. Though, yeah, there would be that state of unfamiliarity.
Maybe it'd be possible you could probably speak, no problem.
I think you'd be able to string along lots of sentences. Just go on about random shit. Hello, mother.
Have you ever seen the Family Guy with Patrick Stewart voices of the baby?
No.
Oh, that's amazing. You know Family Guy where...
I don't like Family Guy.
It's a bit off. It's not very good now. But you know the neighbours next door, Joe and his wife?
Yeah.
It was constantly pregnant. She had her baby. And the baby's voiced by Patrick Stewart in her head. It's amazing. It's the best thing about it.
Is it not a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best thing about Family Guy is when
it ends and then another show comes on afterwards.
It's when
Archer.
South Park took the piss out.
Oh yeah,
that's the best.
Oh,
they got it dead on. They got it dead on. You think that's bad? The name of the game, I did look Jurassic Park on McCartney.
They actually have announced that Family Guy and Simpsons are going to have an official crossover.
They have to end the Simpsons. It's run its course.
Well, the thing is, it's actually going to be a Family Guy episode, not a Simpsons episode, weirdly.
Well, obviously, because the different tones of South Park and... Sorry, not South Park, Family Guy and Simpsons. Family Guy tries to be more shocking and adult. than The Simpsons, where The Simpsons tries, I think The Simpsons have tried to be more kiddie, but at the same time they've tried to be
it just doesn't feel clever anymore. It's more kiddie now, because if you go back 10 years,
like the irony is The Simpsons has become a cartoon now, whereas when it started out,
it's actually
longer than
10 years ago now.
It's 20 years old. It's like longer than 20 years it's been around.
If you go to the original series, so much better.
It's like you can imagine it being done live action.
Mm.
It could have been done live action.
Yeah,
but it's just that
it's like all the stuff like,
and it's so cleverly written, and like, and the way it used to be, the way it used to, you know, bring out the jokes, and
yeah, it was
compared
just
to now, and it's like the pop culture has changed, so it's like when they actually, like when you get the pop culture references from the old Simpsons, you feel like, yes, it's dated, but at the same time, it felt right for everything to do, but when they do it, say they mention like 50 Cent and stuff.
Yeah.
And like Lady Gaga, it just feels horrible.
There was actually an episode that's from the newest series that was actually very current. It was actually talking about Justin Bieber.
Mm.
But the amazing thing about it was, before it happened, it came over with a disclaimer at the bottom saying, in the next 20 seconds there is a scene with Justin Bieber. If you don't want to watch it, turn away now.
Mm.
And then it was about a competition that Lisa was entering.
Mm.
It was for kids, and then the guy that was letting people in was like, you're too old for this, go away.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, he was basically like acting like a douchebag.
Yeah.
And then it went back, and then it came up saying, oh, don't worry, that's him gone, he won't be back.
Yeah.
So it was kind of funny, because it was like telling people, if you don't like him, don't watch.
Yeah.
But they also kind of were, I don't know, so an odd one, but it was kind of weird.
Half and half.
Classic Simpsons. Good.
Classic Simpsons. But like, do you know, like there's things, I actually found this like on the internet, which is actually amazing, that from Classic Simpsons, you know how they had all the McBain segments?
Oh yeah, someone pieced
them all together, and it's an actual full plot. It actually goes like smoothly as a
really?
Film. Yeah, it's
what
awesome.
What's the guy's name? Mate, McBain Shaw.
Mendoza!
Mendoza!
I don't remember that well.
Like, he finally
just like, that's my last day of retirement. I'm gonna go get a yacht with my lady. It's like, McBain, I'm not gonna make it.
That was crazy talk. That's brilliant.
No, it's like, no, don't talk like that. Talking crazy.
Yeah,
it's totally emotionless. Where he comes out of the ice sculpture and shoots everything.
Covered in
blood
as well.
I'm a puff pastry. All right.
Thank you. Handing you your hat. That was the he's chasing Homer, and Homer says, "Oh, your shoes are undone." And he's like, He has to go and look. He's like, "On close inspection, these are loafers."
I think one of the slightly later episodes, which was actually amazing, was the when they were doing the Radioactive Man movie.
Oh, the goggles, they do not see.
Yeah. It's like, why have you dressed these horses up like cows? Because cows in movies don't look like cows. So what happens when you need a horse? We just tape a bunch of cats together.
I've got a funny British law for you, if you want.
Go on.
It is illegal to beat or shake your carpet, mat, or rug. You may beat your doormat, but only before 8 in the morning.
Hmm.
That confuses me if
is
it's
it
real.
Is it noise, or is it a sentient being?
I don't know. It just says it's illegal to beat it or shake it.
Okay.
What's the one about every Englishman was possessed a longbow?
No, there's in Yorkshire, they're allowed to kill a Scotsman with a crossbow.
Yeah, there is some weird law, but I think there's also one in the borders.
Yeah.
Where it's they can kill a Scottishman.
Yeah.
That's alright. He wasn't from around here.
I always find that funny where like the Queen can only kill a swan.
Oh, that's funny.
That totally doesn't make any sense. Why does the Queen killing swans? Like, of all animals to pick. You know what? Nobody else can kill these swans but me. She's going around just punching them in the head.
She just goes out with her.
Puts a sword at
them. Yeah, with her sword. How about you? And decapitates them.
May as well. You're allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Why does that happen more often then?
Because she's the queen. She's a cool person.
She's a cool...
Yeah, the Queen's actually quite good.
She's a cool babe, isn't she?
She's a babe, Lizzie. Saucy minx.
So are you quite a patriot then, are you?
I don't know. I mean, I'm certain... I wouldn't say I'm a royalist.
No.
I certainly wouldn't say I'm against them. I mean, I think I'm fine.
I think I talked to you with Stephen about this. I've said to him, how far, right, say, like, you know, in the olden times with castles and all sorts, fair enough, castles are still around, I don't mean they're not around,
right,
so they've just all been demolished.
Like medieval.
Yeah, medieval time. So when someone that basically come around and just decided, I want to kill the royal family. You stormed the castle, you took down the royal family, and you probably killed the guards, and then you basically sat in the throne.
This is only a hypothetical situation. This is not treason, just for the record.
No, it was a lot easier to conquer a royal family back then. But right now, how, like, at what length would someone have to go to?
Sorry,
to depose the government.
It wasn't a lot easier. They still had to go through, like.
It was a big battle.
Yeah.
Stuff happened.
You're talking about conquest. I mean, it seemed
the more lawful thing. It was more noble. Fairer way of doing things, even though it's brutal.
It's just clearer. I think there's not so much subterfuge.
Yeah, you basically deposed got rid of the main guy. You probably you know, like in Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
you start killing off the line,
supporters, lords, and whatnot, and all that.
Well, that's a great example, actually, Game of Thrones, where you basically go, you kill the main guy, he's dead. You try and find the rest of the family line.
I think the problem was people started getting a bit wiser and thinking,
But that's the thing, no, at what length would someone have to do that now? It seems like they would have to seriously kill a lot of people. They'd have to find the police, they'd kill the army, all these people.
Hold on, it's like after 9/11 they thought, oh, if we kill Osama bin Laden, that's the end of terrorism.
He's created a massive monster in Al-Qaeda.
So it's not as easy as that anymore.
That's what I just said.
I know.
Jesus.
Anyway, I was a way to talk about stuff, but that's, yeah, just talk over it. I mean, the system of government's completely changed. Back then, it's a monarchy. You've only got the one person to deal with. Here, now, in modern times, it's a massive democracy. I mean, you can't just simply take over and say, I'm going to take over, and that's that.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit on the throne, I'm going to be king. Because the queen doesn't actually have any power. So,
no.
It's all...
well, that's because...
It's all in parliament now.
You know, the people rose up, and they basically put them back in the castle and went, you're not coming out until you sign this peace treaty.
I don't know what they did. I can't remember.
Yeah,
Magna Carta, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was something like that. Basically, they went, you have to sign this, and you can still be in place.
My history's terrible. I don't really know all the stuff I should. I don't have a mum and dad, like, know all the kings and queens and stuff.
Well, they're not all...
That's what they teach you in school. I mean, you go through all the kings and queens in history. Only things I really learned in history when we were doing them at school is the Egyptians.
That was awesome.
Vikings.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I never learned about those two.
World War II. And that's about
dinosaurs was the first thing we did.
I learned about Mayans and Aztecs.
Yeah.
Obviously Scottish.
Yeah.
You learned about Robert the Bruce and William Wallace.
Learned about much
really?
Scottish history, yeah.
We learned a lot about we did Robert Burns and we learned about Tam O'Shanter.
Mark made that thing of Braveheart. His legs were all thin and scrawny.
Yeah, it's like, someone offered to bring it in and they were just like, no, we can't watch that. you're only five. You're not watching Braveheart.
Last time I watched Braveheart, it really annoyed me.
Last time I watched Braveheart was on two VCRs.
Two?
Yeah. It's a long film.
What?
It's not in the official release, the box set of Braveheart had two VCRs.
Seriously?
Yeah, it blew my mind. It's like, what?
You get like tapes that are like 3 hours long.
I know.
Sorry, so, you mean VHS, not VCRs?
Yeah. Well, hang on.
Did you have two VCRs side by side?
Right. It was a VHS tape.
Yeah, VHS tape. I just thought,
but they're still like 3 hours long.
I know. No, it is mad. I was going, what the fuck?
Did I have adverts?
No.
Did you record this yourself?
No,
you recorded
It was the actual from the box.
Yeah.
That was just a small.
No, the big problem I have with Braveheart is the fact that the Battle of Stirling Bridge has no bridge, and if they'd actually filmed it, my God, it would have been amazing.
Just need to watch more history of Scotland.
I don't think it would have been possible with it.
I'm just going to gush a little bit about Neil Oliver here.
Oh, Neil Oliver.
He's amazing.
He's a god.
Bring up a picture of him. Why? Just look at him. Look at the specimen of man.
This glorious mane.
I lived in this cave
for
8 years.
Behind me is the scene of battle.
I wonder if I type in flowing hair before I get one. Ah, it comes up practically.
It's like
godlike
archaeologist.
The hell is there a Johnny Depp photo here? It's so pointless.
Ah, fuck off, Johnny Depp. Looking at Neil Oliver.
Yeah.
Oh, so you just did the history.
I just love how when I said that you know when the overhead shots of the coast. He's actually just Neil Oliver flying about with the camera.
He's just floating.
And then there was a bit where
couldn't afford a helicopter.
Like he doesn't fuck with like paths and roads. He literally like walked up all these pebbly beaches, like through all the
E3. What are you watching?
Sorry.
Pikmin.
Didn't mean to watch it.
Yeah,
it just
like he walked through all the cranes and stuff. And then there was a bit where after there's another overhead shot, he like jumped down for something, but it looked like he just landed.
I have to cut some videos together, Steve, and see, release it like Neil Oliver is actually a god.
Yeah, he is.
He's just a cool person. I like the fact that he's made history appealing to other people. Because otherwise, it wouldn't be interesting.
Especially because he wanders about in really windy, like, hilly areas and his hair just flows about.
Yeah. Very cinematic.